I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special, and I'm so glad you're mine.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to the IRIB English Radio. We are here to present one another episode of The Muslim Lady. So with me here is Razia Batul Najafi.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. So glad to be with you people, inshallah, and having a very interesting discussion.
First of all, I would like to congratulate our listeners, our dear listeners, on the birth anniversary of our Lady Fatimatu Zahra, Salamullah Alayha. Such an auspicious occasion and beautiful event.
Yes, Mubarak, yeah. Mubarak, inshallah.
Inshallah, you are having a wonderful day and wonderful life. So in this episode, inshallah, we are going to talk about a beautiful saying of Lady Fatimatu Zahra, Salamullah Alayha. We know she has a lot of ahadith and sayings, but unfortunately, we don't have enough time to mention all of them. So we have chosen one beautiful hadith of Lady Fatimatu Zahra, Salamullah Alayha, to present, to share with you, our dear listeners. And that is a very, very practical and, very helpful hadith.
In our day-to-day life.
You know, the mealtime is one of the most important times in our daily routine, daily life.
Amazing time. And unfortunately, nowadays, we don't realize the importance of this amazing and very effective time, especially for family time, So I think this hadith can change our life, inshallah.
Change our lives, change the way we think and we look about, our food and our meal. Yeah.
So something which we do every day, minimum twice a day.
So in this hadith, the Fatimatu Zahra Salamullah Alayha is mentioning 12 very, very essential and important issues regarding our meal time. So let me start with the hadith. So although I cannot read all the Arabic hadith, so just I will mention some points, then inshallah you will share with us some of points also.
Inshallah.
In this hadith, she says, فِي الْمَائِدَةِ إِثْنَتَا عَشْرَةَ خَصْلَةً. Yeah, whenever we sit up on the, dining table or the meal table, that we should consider 12 things. There are 12 very important issues. يَجِبُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ أَن يَعْرِفَهَا. It is compulsory, incumbent upon each Muslim to know about these 12 issues.
Why this is compulsory? I think it's compulsory. First of all, the word ma'ida, I love it. Like we can learn this new Arabic word which has been used in Quran also, and we have a surah about ma'ida. And we are going to tell you something more about the connection of ma'ida and some manners and rituals which Lady Fatimatu Zahra Salamullah Alayha is sharing with us. So fil ma'ida, 12 kind of what manners
we have to, inshallah,
apply in our life. Yeah. So these are very important. Therefore, Lady Fatima Zahra, she's saying it's necessary, like it's wajib something, yeah?
Yeah. Although this is not the wajib fiqh, you know, our fiqh we say wajib. Wajib means it is compulsory. Means you have to know about these things to get all the benefits of these, you know.
So four of them are farz, like mandatory.
Yeah.
And four of them are sunnah, means recommended.
And then four of them are manners.
Just manners.
Yeah,
that's for like
a good
adab.
Etiquette.
Okay.
Yeah,
yes, wonderful.
So four of them which are farz, compulsory, are what? Number one is ma'rifah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, awareness. First of all, the very important thing about everything, not just for your food and, you know, your daily routine. For everything, the number one thing is ma'rifah. You know, in our normal life also, for everything, we should have awareness and ma'rifah of that thing, what we are doing.
That is the very first step.
Yeah,
and whenever we talk about ma'rifah, we think that, oh, it should be just for, like, you know, big sciences or about irfan and
creation and ulum.
But here, just when you are just going to fill up your stomach, you should connect that feelings with ma'rifah of Allah.
And ma'rifah here means, you know, we should be aware, you know, what we are eating, who has given this food to us, where we deserve this food or not. So by considering these things, you know that you are nothing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
Yeah.
Wow.
What you are eating, by what organs you are eating, you know, in which place you are eating, all these things are given and gifted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Amazing. Wow.
So by each bite and each food, we should consider the mightiness of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the ma'rifah.
So we don't need any special class or arif or teacher or scholar to come and to give you a lecture. You know, even by just eating, you can connect deeply with Allah Tabaraka.
To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beautiful.
It's truly profound, yeah.
Yeah.
My Lord, show me right from wrong. Give me light, make me strong. I know the road is long. Make me strong. Sometimes it just gets too much. I feel that I've lost touch. I know the road is long. Make me strong.
The second is ar-ridha. This is again one very, very essential and fundamental, you know, point in our daily life. Ridha. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us, we should be completely satisfied and radhi and happy. We do not deserve this right to say that, why this food? Why I am eating this food? Why I am not having such a, you know, expensive meal or that kind of food. So whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, you should be satisfied. Ridha. Yeah.
So sometimes, you know, kids are not satisfied nowadays because they really have so many options and varieties of food.
Definitely.
They're always nagging to have the, you know, whatever they like.
Not only kids, even adults, we parents also.
When we complain, usually.
We complain this is not tasty food. For example, husbands, they come home and they say, this is why you have cooked this food.
Or when
food.
Helpers, you know, when, maids, they are cooking, we take so many, you know, objections. Yeah. And we are very unthankful, unfortunately, in so many areas of our life, especially when we see the meal, whatever is there, we should sit with with joy, yeah. happiness, you know, with gratitude. Like we should feel that, alhamdulillah, there is something,
yeah,
to eat.
Something to eat.
And I'm able to digest, to chew, to see, to eat. So many people, they can't even eat because of health issues, because of poorness, whatever problem they have.
Definitely.
But yeah, we should be very, very thankful to Allah by having this rizā.
We can say this ma'rifah and rizā, these qualities belong to, you know, our spiritual aspect of our life, you know?
Yeah.
You know, we should not say something to show our happiness. Means we should be happy and we should have this ma'rifah.
Okay.
Rather than that shukr and saying bismillah and these things, these are, you know, something you
verbally
yeah. things and you say.
Oh, that comes automatically in our lips, yeah.
If our listeners, they remember, we have shared this beautiful hadith that mu'min, a believer, eats according to his family, means he is happy whatever his family has prepared, you know. And munafiq eats according to his own wishes, you know. His family eats according to his wishes, whatever he likes, because his family is, you know, they know how dangerous kind of man he is. So whatever they prepare, they first look at his wishes and his needs. Whatever makes him happy, they prepare and they become happy because of his happiness.
In so many countries like Middle East, those kind of places, people are, like, especially men, they are very fussy about food, you know?
And they usually think sensitive.
They think that this is their right. You know, this is every day's issue, not a day or a monthly issue. You know, therefore, I'm emphasizing a lot, like a scholar is talking that the man of the house should eat according to the, like,
his
whatever.
His wife and his, you know,
family likes,
members.
Yeah. There shouldn't be so many, like, conditions or, you know, strictness about his choice, that whatever he likes, there should be on the table.
Yeah, and the third thing is, وَالتَّسْمِيَةُ.
Oh, yeah.
Saying, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So we have a lot of ahadiths which emphasize that whatever work you do, whatever thing you start, you should start by the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kullu amrin dhibalin lam yabda bi bismillah. You know, that goes to the person's, his own, you know, thing. It does not, we can say that Allah has done these things. Whatever thing happens, this is because he did not recite bismillah in the beginning of that act or work. So, again, this shows that when we recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim in the beginning of food or every work, it becomes a spiritual work. It becomes like an ibadah, you know.
Yeah.
Although we are doing some material work, you know, so we are fulfilling our own wishes, but this act becomes kind of ibadah, which has reward and sawab.
One great statement of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim can transform our action totally from worldly to spiritually or divinely. Mm-hmm. And because we are ending our particular inshallah show within 1 minute, so the last part, we have to just mention it here, which Bibi Fatma Zahra salamu alayha, she's mentioning. Number one was ma'rifah, number two was rida, awareness and satisfaction, and then saying the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala by Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and the last one is shukr, the gratitude. Yeah. So, you know, understand is that from four of these manners, the first two belongs to our heart, and second two parts belongs to our, maybe, you know, we have to express it by saying, by showing. It comes from heart, definitely, but we are just expressing it. You know, we are saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We are saying Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So inshallah, we are going to continue this amazing and like really, really profound profound and effective saying of Bibi in our, inshallah, next episode.
Inshallah, we will continue this very essential and profound hadith in our next show. So until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Who is the lover? Allah. Who is ar-Rahman? Allah. Who is al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger, to Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity. Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad is the messenger, to Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.